It's Puck and the Go-To Guy. We got something's wrong with the board or something's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Don't get frustrated. Don't do it. It's not that important. I mean, we screw up a lot anyway. So, you know, you act like we're perfection and you're getting frustrated one minute into the show when
mice are eating the board.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
So. I mean, the same guy that's getting frustrated about whatever's happening right now is the same guy that, like, what, at 11:30, you'll say, hey, tweet of the day is next. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. No, it's voicemails.
And we don't even have voicemails today.
We don't have voice. Oh, that's right, because we're going to what? Kalen DeBoer?
Kalen DeBoer press conference. It's a Husky press conference today. We will carry it live here at 11:30. Softy's going to join us, I think, at 11:10 to kind of give us the preview of the press conference today. And we'll be excited about that.
Yeah.
We have to kind of fake excitement, don't we? Really, from 11:10 to like 11:40, we kind of really have to kind of fake it a little bit.
Well, I got to be honest. I was thinking, okay, wait a minute. I don't know. If I'm a listener, I like the voicemails. I like hearing them, even if they're terrible. Like yesterday, they were really good. So I was thinking, should we move them to 12:30 or we don't have any?
We could move it to 12:30.
Yeah.
Could. Yeah. If Jamal Adams calls back.
Yeah. And we need Pete Carroll in COVID protocol, too, don't we?
We do, yes.
Yes, I mean, we need Pete coughing or something.
Well, that's
or,
the thing. We need the guy who does Pete Carroll to be as if he's got COVID, but like really bad COVID.
Yeah.
Like not death COVID, but like, you know, just.
Yeah. Talking about the symptoms and what's been going on at home.
Talking about how, I mean, you've read it all. I'll pull up all the quotes, and I did, and I bookmarked them all. Would you like me to start going through it? Curtis Crabtree, Geno Smith, strong finish to practice, great throw. That was dropped by Freddie Swain. Two completions to Tyler Lockett, a big-time throw to Metcalf on the final play of the game. Greg Bell, better day for Geno Smith. Still only with the ones. Drew Lock still only with the twos. Lock did throw his first interception of the camp.
Anything
Greg
else?
Greg Bell, three straight sharp completions by Geno Smith to end practice. Tyler Lockett. Lockett again. DK Metcalf. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know what
if
I was thinking?
If you just want to pay me the money now, we can call it all good.
You know what I was thinking yesterday when I, you know, every time somebody does, if Geno does something well, you know, these guys type it out and everything. I'm thinking, how tired would their fingers be if they typed out every bad throw that he made?
He did throw
like Condota. I mean, come on.
He had a pick.
Condota's got to. He's got to save his fingers a little. I mean, yeah. I mean, these guys are making bad throws. They're making good throws.
Yeah, but I mean,
we're talking to Hugh Mellon.
We're talking
to Hugh Mellon at noon, right?
Yes.
He's going to be talking some sense into you.
No, he was shining at practice. Yeah. I can only offer you what these guys are seeing at practice, and right now,
Hugh is
get ready for the Geno Smith train.
Hugh is
because it's coming.
Hugh says it a nicer way than I do, but I mean, no one wants Geno. Geno's trash. Everybody knows that. He is. Hugh's going to tell us again that he's failed with four teams.
And I'll dispute that with him. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't fail when you're the backup.
We'll see. No, yes, that's in and of itself. Failure because you're not good enough to be the starter.
Yeah, but no one thinks
when you're
he's
going to
be a starter. No one thinks he should be a starter in the league. Who the hell's arguing that? I'm just arguing that he's going to win. He's going to win the starting job here.
We'll have Hugh explain all of that to you. Yeah. Why Drew Lock's a better choice, but yeah. We still have a ways to go.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Can we play? We've got to do the Mariners game. I mean, they won. I mean, basically the whole damn game was during our show.
Right.
We got to cue the music. Little Louie Louie. If they're not going to play it, damn it, we'll play with the highlights. Take it away.
Geno drives one left field. Giddy up, baby. Gone. A three-run homer. Eugenio Suarez. He's hot. He's back. And the Mariners have a 3-0 lead. There you go. High drive. Right field. Jared Cole. Kelnick with a home run off of Jared Cole. A beautiful moment. It is 6-0, everybody. 6-0 Mariners. There you go, high drive, right field, goodbye, Jesse Winker. Off the facing of the second deck, and the Mariner lead goes to 7-1.
Big thanks to Root Sports, Dave Sims there on the call. The Mariners, as you were listening during our show, as we were giving you play-by-play of it during our entire show. I really enjoyed how the second we were off the air, the game ended.
It did.
Yeah. That was great.
So it cleared the decks for Ian Furness.
And then Ian could just go, you know, rant and rave about the game all along. But see, this is the thing I liked. I'll just, that's why we talk about the game during it. Why not? Who cares? There were several people saying, I've got it on TV. I got it muted. I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah.
They just destroyed them yesterday. 7-3. They improved to 8 games over .500. 2 games back of the Blue Jays. They are up a game on the Rays and up 2 there on Cleveland. So much to like. You start with the obvious. It's why you acquired him. And at times, I almost called him Diego. At times, Luis Castillo looked just dominant. We're watching it as it's going on. You watch highlights of it later. The movement on his pitches are just insane. He has got a four seam that hits 99. He's got a two seam at 97. He's got a slider that he's striking guys out. He's got a changeup that is now people comparing him to the changeup of King Felix. He's got a little flair to him. He does something weird before he pitches every time.
When he's in the stretch.
It's so odd, though. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, because you were thinking it was a balk.
I would be like, what are you doing? Like, it looks like you're about to pitch and then you stop.
Yeah.
He was great. Just sensational.
No, he was great. And then it was kind of funny, too, when he doffed his cap. When he came out after the sixth inning, I read today, though, where it was his family and friends there. Okay. He was doffing his cap, too. Then he went back out for the seventh. But, no, that's a guy that, in the middle of July for the Reds, went back there and shut down the Yankees that time. Took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. And what he did yesterday. And I think he would have been just as effective if the Mariners hadn't scored 6 runs in the first inning because he's been that good.
He looked at the top of his game.
And right. So you look at that and you just go, well, okay, because – what? I mean, typically we look at the Mariners and go, well, they're not quite up to the Astros league or the Yankees, but maybe, you know, again, in a short series, when you have a guy like Castillo, you got Robbie Ray, you got Logan Gilbert, you'll take your chances with those three and carve out. Yesterday and the day before, the offense really, I don't know how they did this, honestly, without France and Julio.
Yeah, and that's just why sports is so funny. Is they do this without those two guys. They do this when, you know, at least you were saying they should have added more offense at the deadline. And then they come out and they just explode in 2 games. And you're like,
without their 2 best hitters.
I don't understand how you do
it. Yeah. Jesse Winker hitting home run. I mean, all at Kelnick. I mean, all these guys. Yeah,
it tantalizes you to think if at full strength what they can be a part of. You know, and then, you know, also just got, you know, even adding stuff to what they already have. But, I mean, they got a good team.
I think that's
obvious to everyone, but they got a good team. That's why it's just not – I want Mariner fans, and I know it's just ending the drought. Get beyond ending the drought. Get beyond that. Stop just thinking to yourself, it's just good enough to end the drought. This is why – I'm going to say it one more time, then I'm going to move on. Why I wanted them to be more aggressive at the deadline? Because it's a good team, and it was warranted to do more. Because they can do some damage in the playoffs. They honestly can. Because you just saw it. They matched up, and again, they were without Stan, but they matched up with the second-best team in this league, and they just took 2 out of 3 in their ballpark. And we said this before the series. It's a weird feeling watching the Yankees play this year that I thought they would actually match up better against them. Now, I guess, again, it's just a 3-game series. They could come here next week and boat race them. Now, the Astros is a different animal. And they're not there yet, but again, they're not far behind.
No,
the Astros.
Puck, you go
they're
back
not
though.
Far behind them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you had the sweep coming out of the All-Star break, and that was a letdown, certainly. But they were 6-6 going into that, and now what? They've only won 1 game out of the last 7 with them, but still, it's encouraging, especially because I thought, okay, you're going to get hammered by the Astros, get hammered by the Yankees, which didn't happen, and then you have this schedule that everybody's been talking about, what they have left, 58 games, and 38 of them are against losing teams.
Right, the last 18 or something.
Yeah, the last 20 games of the year. I mean, they're playing teams that are not only bad, they're 10 games or 11 games under .500 at best.
And who will be calling people up to give them at-bats, to get them in games to pitch.
Right.
So they'll take advantage of that. The ceiling shouldn't be, let's just get in the playoffs. Stop thinking that way.
Well,
all of them, everyone, they'd have to really fall apart right now.
Is it okay if I continue to think that
way?
Sure,
go ahead.
I mean, because
they would really have to fall apart right now not to make the playoffs. And I get it. They're only, you said, well, what do you mean really fall apart? They're only 2 games up on Cleveland. they'd have to really tank this to miss it.
Especially with the schedule.
With the way
and
the
with
schedule plays out, the way with this, especially, why are you so confident? Because of the pitching. That's why. Yeah, their offense is going to probably still go up and down. They're going to look good, and then they're not going to look good. But that rotation, which has been consistent all year long in the bullpen all year long, just added Castillo. So that's why they'll be okay.
It's not because of the three guys they added on Tuesday.
I don't think it's because of Jake Lamb. But so I just want – it's just this whole idea, we'll just get in. No, I mean, get in and do some damage. Because they have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, they do. Well, yeah, get the number four spot so you can get the three games at home. That's the best they can shoot for. You still want, I mean, you're talking about wanting them to finish sixth so they can take on the Twins. But don't you want these games at home? Like, let's start with what you want. Okay, you want them to make the playoffs, and then you want them to be as high as possible, like number four, so that you can have home games. I mean, that's kind of like if you go 21 years without being in the playoffs, and then, oh, yeah, you guys made it, but everybody's got to watch on TV or listen on the radio.
Well, here's why I don't want them to do the six anymore.
You've changed your mind on that?
I want them to be in the 4-5 matchup, whatever it is.
Well, Toronto would really have to fall on their faces if they weren't going to be a 4 or a 5.
Okay, but they're only
especially
two
with
games.
The advantage they have of the unvaccinated players not being able to play in Toronto.
I know what you're doing up there, Trudeau, and it's not working. I don't like their idea.
You like his wife, though, huh?
Have you seen her?
I think I have.
Have you seen Trudeau's wife?
Well, she's not in Jake Dickert wife class, is she? Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look it up.
All right.
Trudeau's wife. It's unbelievable. And you say to yourself, good for you. How do I get citizenship up there? Here, you either want the four, the Fissy. Why? Because you would face the Yankees in the next round. You avoid the Astros.
Okay. That's fair enough.
That's why you want it. So just stay at 4 or 5. I changed my mind on that. I don't want 3-6. Or I don't want to face, I don't care about the Twins. Because I think you could get the Yankees, and I think you beat the Yankees. I think you could.
Well,
you just did it, so we're just living in the moment. But
you just did it. You beat their best pitcher,
and then you face off with the Astros and the ALCS. See, that's where I'm at right now. I'm carving out my time and my schedule for the American League Championship Series, which will start in Houston. I don't know about everybody else, but that's where my mindset is. Have you found his wife yet?
Yeah.
And? Thoughts?
No, she's attractive.
Of course she's attractive. I mean, let's get some better ones, not in an overcoat. I mean, come on. There's some shots there.
She's not Mrs. Dickert. She's not.
You're not looking at the right pictures.
Well, what do you want me to do? I did Google images with Trudeau's wife.
Just keep looking for some earlier pictures. You know, I mean, I've just said she's on. I think she's on par with Dickert's wife. Come on.
Okay, here she is with a hat.
Okay, well, wow, you found one with a hat. Speaking of Dickert, did you see his quote
there
that he gave?
What is she, like 35 or something?
He's a little bit older than that. Huh. He had a great quote in the spokesman today about previewing of the football season. God, it just...
I saw that. You like the goosebumps.
Not the goosebumps one, but just the way, you know, it was such a mess what they went through last year, in the last 2 years. But, like, at the end of it, that maybe the silver lining is you landed with him.
Oh.
Out of all of it. He gave a quote today. It was one of the end of Colton Clark's piece, a spokesman review. College football's open. They've opened up camp. Huskies are opening up camp today. You're going to hear from Kalen DeBoer coming up at 11:30. There's only one show that can cover a Husky press conference as good as anyone here. It's this show right here. This has been the Husky, right, Jacob? This has been the Husky press conference show of record for years. And no one will carry it better than us. And now we'll talk to Softy coming up at 11:10. But Dickert said today, quote, I got a lot of pride in Washington State. I have a lot of pride in this place, and I have a lot of pride in this program. When I see these guys coming out of the gates, I'm the director of their future, and I'm invested in them. I always tell them, even though it's a team game, I want what's best for each and every one of them. I think that's important. Whenever you lose, that's when I know it will be. Whenever you lose that, that's when I know it will be time for me to go. Right now, I'm just excited to be out here and passionate about having a good first day.
Hmm.
You're going to run through a wall for this guy.
Make you tear up a little bit.
Damn right it did. I can't wait for, screw you. You cry in commercials.
Oh, Coach Dickert.
I love Dickert.
I love you, Coach.
I love the whole Dickert family.
I do. I do, too. Well, yeah, we've met him. I mean, he just seems like a great guy. Hopefully he's a great coach. And I would assume that he's a great coach for what he pulled us through last year. I mean.
Well, we'll see full on. I mean, you know, he's going to.
It's going to be fun for both programs.
Come on.
With new coaches. I mean, DeBoer, a lot of good things being said about him. And
look at that picture right there. See, I mean, this you're looking at the wrong picture.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
But Trudeau's wife.
Yeah, head-to-head against Dickert's wife.
Sophia Trudeau. Man, oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, so, Canada.
So you welcome her down here for the Blue Jays?
She's the only one that's allowed down.
She can wear her Blue Jays hat.
She's going to throw out the first pitch.
Okay.
When the Blue Jays have to come down here for game one of that series.
All right. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I mean, just shoot for that number four spot. And then let's do the Blue Jays thing again and then sweep them out of here like they did last month.
And then you take on the Yankees and pound the Yankees into the ground.
Yeah. No, that's the thing where I thought, boy, you know, it's pretty cool the schedule they have, and they probably will get close to 90 wins, hopefully, since I bet over 86.5.
Well, good for you. That's looking great.
And hopefully they'll make the playoffs since I have $100 on that happening,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, this gives you the thought, at least, of like, okay, we can hang with the Yankees, and I think they can hang with the Astros, too, in a series. I mean,
I think
after the Yankees series, all things are possible. It used to be just make the playoffs. Now you look at it like you're looking at
That's
it.
What I'm saying, because, stop with that mentality. If you have got to get over that mentality here. Well, let's just make the playoffs. And I get it because it's 21 years. I understand that. But you got to get past that. This whole idea of good enough to make the playoffs.
I mean, in your heart of hearts, can you sit there and honestly say you think they're good enough to go to the World Series, though? Because they're not good enough to go to the World Series.
I mean, I think they're still missing offense. They're still missing a bat or two. I mean, yeah, that would be the thing that's going to prevent them from going.
Yeah.
Probably not. I think they're good. I think they're good enough right now to, if they were to face the Yankees, you know, if they didn't advance past the ALDS, at least take them to, is it 5 games, the ALDS?
No, I think they go straight to 7.
Is it? Or is it 5 or 7? Either go
we'll get corrected.
No, that's fine. I can't remember when they changed it up this year. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think they went straight to 7.
So they have an ability to push that to a deciding game. Absolutely, I just truly believe that.
Yeah, well, it's a funny team though, isn't it? I mean, you look at that team and you go, how in the world could they win 14 in a row? And then sometimes you look at them and go, okay, I can see how they can do it with the pitching they have, and they can. They can rough up a guy like Gerrit Cole and just as easily turn around and get shut out by a guy that was just called up from AAA by somebody.
Of course. I mean, it's kind of – they are a maddening team. They are a maddening team. I mean, that's why, you know, again, 29-39, and it's exceptional they've been able to turn it around.
Yeah.
But you go back to the early part of the season, which is a little bit of still frustration for me, is that, again, the games in the first month always count.
Yeah.
There's just not this idea. So when people get mad of others overreacting to it, well, don't, because those games count. So when they were 10 games under 500, you know, let's say they end up missing the playoffs, which I just don't think is going to happen. But by a couple games, you'll look back to how they started. Or if they miss out on a couple games, you know, to get the 4 seed, you can look back how they started.
Yeah, you can. But, you know, it seems pretty crazy right now to think that I wrote a column back in May saying the season was over. When you look at this team now, what, the season didn't end? It's still going?
Yeah. She's 47, by the way.
She's 47?
Jesus.
Hmm.
Just absolute smoke show. All right, coming up today at 80s Throwback Thursday, we'll have a softy. He'll join us in the second hour. And so at about 11:10, we're going to get kind of a primer for the press conference coming up there at 11:30. Kalen DeBoer press conference today. We will carry it live here on your home of the Huskies, 93.3 KJR FM. Tweet of the day, 11:45. And then Hugh Millen coming up at noon, talking Seahawks and talking quarterback competition.
Listen anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
It's Puck and the Go-To Guy with you here on this 80s Throwback Thursday. Appreciate you, everyone, listening at 93.3 KJR FM. iHeartRadio app downloaded today. If you don't have the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to us on the move and on the go. And if you can't miss us or catch us live, can always listen to the podcast up on the iHeart radio app. You just had seen the story or the ticker below. Brittany Griner, she's not going to serve any prison time. Just so everybody understands that. She's not going to serve 9 years. She's not going to serve them.
Well, it says on the ticker she was just given 9 years in prison, but her attorney's appealing.
They had to do it. The government over there would not even negotiate with them on this prisoner swap thing for the arms dealer until she was. They knew from day one. I'm not saying.
You know more about the story than I do.
I just followed it. I don't know. It's a massively important. No, I almost said entertaining. It's not entertaining.
It all just seems so damn ridiculous to me.
Well, it is, but she's just a political pawn.
Yeah.
It's what she is because they want the arms dealer guy released.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the only silver lining in this thing with her, because she's high profile and I'll say, like, LeBron James has talked about this and others. You know, if she were a LeBron or somebody else, they would be released sooner. That's just so inaccurate and so it's just so wrong what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And something about, well, this is why the country doesn't love her. What are they supposed to do? She's in another country that has rules and laws, whether you like them or not. I mean, I think it's silly.
Yeah, she violated them, though.
So does Jacob, and so does everyone that's listening right now, that she had a weed vape pen, and she's going to get 9 years. Of course, that's ridiculous. That's their country.
Mm-hmm.
Their country, not ours. She violated their law.
Yep.
As much as how silly you think it is, we can't just go in there and extract her. Like that. Does LeBron James and others understand that? What do we want to do? Go send in the SEALs? Like, that's not how it works.
I know. Letter of the law.
They were in World War III.
Yeah,
with them.
Letter of the law, you're right. But I just, you know, put myself in Brittany Griner's shoes going, oh, my
mind.
God.
Of course. I'd be scared out of my mind. And she's scared out of her mind. And it's terrible what's going on with it. The silver lining is this, that she did commit this crime, is that there's a guy over there who has been held since 2018 for espionage. And I'm blanking on his name. The silver lining is this, is she's going to be part of this swap to get him back, too.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, they were never going to swap the arms guy for him.
Right.
You know, like, so the silver lining is that he gets to come home. But this idea that this country doesn't love her, there's nothing we can do. We just.
When did this happen? In February? I mean, she'd been over there quite a while now.
She's been over there for a long time.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. I mean, it's just bizarre, though.
Of course it's bizarre. Yeah, stupid.
I just think about what she's thinking about every day. And then, you know, God, am I really going to be in jail for 9 years before I get out of here?
She's not going to.
Okay.
I mean, and she knows that because they knew from day one, if you follow, they knew from day one that she was going to be convicted. And her lawyers told her from day one. It's like 99.9% that you're going to get convicted.
Yeah.
And this is the sentence you're going to get.
Yeah,
but it's just part of the game. I mean,
I guess I sit there and I feel sorry for her, but should I not? Should I not feel that sorry for her? Shouldn't she have known that she couldn't do what she did?
Maybe. I think that's easy to say, but you're also just thinking, I mean, it's a vape pen. Like, what? Really?
Yeah.
She just probably didn't know the law. I mean, there's probably lots of laws when you go to, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you found out. So, all right. Can you cue it? Can you cue the music here? Because you know what's happening tonight here. And I saw this on Twitter. Yeah, fire that sound up there, Jacob. Wow, a little hot. That came in hot. That came in.
My goal today is to see
Jacob. Just played a little bit lighter.
I want to see Jacob smile or laugh or both today.
Yeah.
Can we get that? There we go.
There's a smile.
There's a smile. Go Cougs.
I saw this on Twitter today.
Go Cougs. All right.
Of all the NFL theme music from Fox, CBS, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, because it's back. Which is your favorite of the ones?
Probably the Fox ones.
Oh, you like the Fox one?
Yeah, because I like the, because they typically have the NFC games.
Which one is it? This one, I cranked this one up just a little bit, Jacob. Not so much you're going to make us deaf. So
Monday Night Football.
I think the Sunday Night Football is the best one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Monday night, though. Monday night every time takes you back to, for me anyway, Howard Cosell and, Yeah.
Hey, start it back over, Jake. Let's just have this on a loop. Just the whole damn thing. So that's a little bit louder.
This is my least favorite one.
CBS?
Yeah.
Least favorite, yes.
I don't.
Doesn't really do it for me.
Nah, you're getting an AFC game, and I'm not as into those games as I am the NFC.
This is Fox.
Yeah. This sounds bigger and bolder to me. Yeah, you know you're about to get Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
No, this is the best one.
No.
It's like you're coming. This would be the music we would play if we were to go storm Russia and free Griner. It's the battle lines of LeBron.
What? How's Fox's any different?
Ah, it's a better one. This is when we free her. We freed her!
No, if you had, 100 people and you polled them, though, wouldn't the Monday night one win?
No.
It wouldn't?
Let's do it right now. We have 100 listeners, guaranteed. Tell them or do text line 49451. We didn't have 100 yesterday.
No, yesterday we didn't.
Yesterday we had -5. All right, which is better? Which is the best NFL theme music? So there's CBS again. This will finish last. Rank them in order. CBS, Fox, NBC, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I'd go Monday Night Football, Fox, and then Sunday Night Football, and CBS.
I disagree.
What do you have? You don't have Monday Night Football up there?
No, I would go Sunday Night Football right there. I'd go Sunday, Monday, Fox, CBS.
We both have CBS last, though.
Yeah, 49451. I bring that up tonight because football is back. Football is back tonight. The Hall of Fame game is tonight.
It's tonight?
Yes, it is.
Who's playing?
The Jags and Raiders. And it's right here on your home, a Hall of Fame NFL preseason football. 93.3 KJRFM. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Folks, you got NFL football on tonight. And you know what that means? Gambling.
That means I'm checking
Gambling's
out.
Gambling's back! What's the line?
I'm checking out the line right now.
What is the line?
Who is it? Jags and who?
I got Raiders favored by 2.5 for the over-under 30.5. You damn right we do. Tom Benson, Hall of Fame Stadium. NBC tonight. That means you get Collinsworth sliding on in. Tirico, right? Is it Tirico, the new play-by-play guy, taking over for Collinsworth?
You see the over-under on this thing?
I just said 30.5. Taking the under.
I guess that.
That's okay.
I guess the answer is yes, that you had seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
But 30.5?
No, I mean, I don't think anyone's playing. I think they already said Lawrence isn't playing and no one's playing. So.
That's a sucker bet for overbetters. You know what that's telling you? That's telling you to take the under.
Okay, what do you want?
Because it looks too obvious to take
How
the
much,
over, right?
A dollar. Let's go. You get first blood. What do you want?
I'll take Jacksonville.
Okay, you're gonna take the Jags plus
I'll take
the points.
I'll take the neutral field dog.
I'm all over the Raiders minus a 2.5 tonight. Yeah,
why?
Right.
It looks too obvious to take them. All right, I'm gonna go
James
under.
James Robinson's not playing tonight.
I just did not even realize that we were that close to this game.
It's here. It's ready to go. Football.
Who's got it tonight? Is
NBC.
It Al Michaels?
No, he's not. He's not. Not on.
He's not with them anymore.
It's Amazon.
Okay.
It's Tirico and Collinsworth.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Will you watch it?
We got summer baseball tonight, but yeah, I'll try to. I'm gonna record. Watch a little bit of it.
Okay.
I'm gonna record the Hall of Fame game.
All right. I'm going to take Jacksonville straight up and the under.
Yeah, good times, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
God, my account's down a little bit, though.
Well, get it back up, and you're going to get it back up tonight.
Okay. I'll get it back up when the Cougs start playing.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, NFL is back. Man, you know you're a degenerate when you're betting on the Hall of Fame game. I'll tell you that.
There's a line on the Seahawks game. Pittsburgh by 3, August 13th.
Ooh, I'll take Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh by 3.
Yeah, I don't know. Pittsburgh minus. Well, it depends who starts at quarterback. If it's Geno, I'll take the Seahawks.
Boy, these over-unders. These over-unders are all low first week. 36.
We got to find a line on the remember before tomorrow's show, remind me. We got to find a line on the mock game on Saturday. We need to come up with
the Lumen Field game.
Yeah. So we need to know what are the teams.
Okay. And then we'll make up a line and bet on it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and you'll have Smith's team, and I'll have Locke's.
We have to. I have to. Okay. I'm not going to take Lockstein.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
All right.
When is my thought on the whole quarterback battle is this. I don't know how you feel. I'm going to ask you this at noon when he joins us. At what point does Eason start taking the reps over Lock?
At what point?
Yeah, are we close?
Yeah, I think we're really close. I mean, it's just, you know, a thin little line. Because the difference between Jacob Eason and Drew Lock is just so tight, so close.
I heard Softy ask, I think he was dead serious, ask someone, I don't know who it was. Was it Hugh, maybe? Or was it Waldron? I can't remember. Somebody that he had on. He goes, well, maybe, why not just take a flyer on Eason? You know, give him some shots. I don't know, because he's never been good, like, ever. But I don't know, Softy. Wasn't good in college. Why does he deserve a chance to play quarterback in the NFL?
Well, wasn't he a third rounder? I mean, he went pretty high based on his performance in college. He's local kid, give him a break.
Local,
he's from Lake Stevens.
Jake Lamb.
You can't rip
Sousa,
on local kids.
Matthew Boyd, just, that's all local.
Sports radio rule of thumb, you can't rip on local kids, can
Last
you?
Last year, I'm just getting in my ear. Hold on. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's correct. You spent a whole year ripping on Noah Williams. He's a local kid. Okay, we'll be back with more here on an 80s Throwback Thursday. '80s Throwback Thursday. It's a Puck and the Go-To Guy with you. Show about nothing. Softy will join us around 11:10 today to give us a preview of the press conference coming up later today. Tweet of the day, voicemails, Hugh Millen coming up at 12:05 today. We'll get back to the Mariners, Seahawks. I mean, it's all great, isn't it? The Geno shining yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I got all excited about that. The Mariners on a heater right now. And then Kevin Shockey sends me this story. I could save this. Probably for tweet of the day, but I can't help myself. The AMTA 2022 National Convention is going to be held in Cleveland, Ohio later this summer, August 25th through the 27th. You're asking yourself, cool, what is the AMTA 2022 National Convention all about being held in Cleveland? Why are you talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of what the AMTA is and what it stands for?
No.
It is the American Massage Therapy Association, and their convention is being held in Cleveland.
Okay.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you understand why that makes me laugh?
Yes. And I don't understand why they wouldn't see what they're doing is not good timing and that they should maybe
move it?
Like whoever the president of that association is, that's not a good look.
We
should move it to Honolulu or San Francisco or...
It's.
Are they really going to continue to hold it?
Well, it's coming up August 25th. I mean, it's... almost here, 3 weeks away. Reconnect with your massage therapy community. I'm sure Deshaun does. Can't wait to see all my bitches there. Hear from inspiring speakers like Deshaun Watson. And get hands-on training and new techniques. Deshaun's going to be running there. I'll volunteer. You can do any hands-on techniques on me. I'm here. Will the Browns excuse Watson from training camp so he can go to the American Massage Therapy Association convention? Ladies, we got a special surprise for you today. Oh, my God. Who is it? Is it going to be Dr. – is it going to be Leroy Jenkins? Is it going to be – maybe it's Emily Thompson. She's really good. Hands together for Deshaun Watson. Excuse me?
You know, other hosts are talking about the NFL appeal of the 6-game suspension.
Oh,
and
this is much bigger news.
You go in the gutter. You just can't help yourself.
Deshaun Watson is like a, you know, like a gif of a dog drooling right now. Deshaun was like, I can't wait to get there. I mean, he just, you know, when your dog, especially when they were a puppy, and my Alder has, I think, got over this, the super puppy. When your dogs were so young and then you'd come home, and they're so excited to see you that they pee all over the ground.
Yeah.
Right. That's what Deshaun Watson right now, when he learned of the American Massage Therapy Association convention is coming to Cleveland, probably wet himself. Oh my God, it's here. Can't wait. Oh my God.
I don't know whether to
Christmas in August.
Okay, you're putting me in a tough spot here. I don't know whether to play along with what you're talking about right now or try and keep my job for another 6 months.
Go ahead and keep your job.
I mean, what you're saying right now has the potential for headline somewhere.
What? That I've been pointing out how excited he is that the American Massage Therapy
Seattle
Convention.
Seattle sports talk show host pokes fun at Cleveland Convention for masseuses, wonders if Deshaun will ask Browns to get out of practice so he can go and have all kinds of masseuses take care of him.
We can book our trip.
Warrant
you guys
want
to go? Our trip. Let's plan your trip. See all the course offerings. Let me ask you this. How many times do you think Deshaun Watson has visited this website to say, like, let's see, meet the keynote speakers?
Zero.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Zero.
I think you're wrong.
There's no way.
Keynote speakers. You want to meet the keynote speakers?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps is going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most decorated swimmer in world championship history.
So it's how it's helped him?
Yeah.
How he won all those gold medals thanks to the masseuses of the world?
Some guy named Mick Ebling.
Okay.
Sure who Mick is, but hey, Mick's going to be there.
A good speaker.
And then Deshaun Watson at the very end.
Yeah.
And it reads here, Deshaun
Watson.
You
do not
Watson,
have that there.
Yeah, right here, Deshaun Watson has a ton of experience with massage therapists and can point out all the benefits of a deep tissue massage and long-lasting results from said massage.
Okay. God, Buck, you're sicker than me, man. And I know I'm sick.
I mean,
poor Jacob in there. I mean, he's got like one finger so close to that dump button.
Oh yeah. if he thought
Do you, am I right?
If he thought
you're
his
exactly right.
If he thought his career was in the dumps producing the hype, I mean, now he's got up. If he thought his career couldn't get any worse, that he had to work on Saturdays for the hype, he gets up.
He's going to be calling his mom after the show going, you know, hey, mom, I might be getting a job doing on-air stuff sooner than I thought because this bozo that I worked with was making fun of Deshaun Watson in this convention there in Cleveland.
You know, they say at the American Massage Therapy Association convention, their motto is.
Yeah, what is that?
No more than ever. Community matters. Oh, Deshaun's like, oh, yes, it does. Oh. Okay. The second hour.
I'm not really helping you out, am I? I just turned into a horrible co-host.
You just can't write this any better. That the massage therapy convention is literally in the town of a quarterback who's going to be suspended for a year because he couldn't help himself from getting a rub and a tug every day. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable.
It is, and they really need to do something about that.
I probably would move it. It would probably be the right thing to do. Or bring him in and embrace it. Let's go.